I'd like to start today by wishing everyone out there who's a mother Happy Mother's Day. Being a mother is one of the best jobs I've ever had. It's also the hardest job I've ever had. And I think of my own mother, and I hope that all of you listening can relate with the experiences that I remember. I remember my mother staying up late into the night to finish a task for me. She made me a sleeping bag, my very own, and it was shaped like a dog. It had a little dog head for the pillow and arms and legs, and she made it for Christmas, and you know I still have that sleeping bag. My mother made Christmas. All the decorations, all the Christmas spirit, everything. It was Mom. My mom did a lot of things. She was an artist who painted many pictures, including some fabulous portraits. She loved animals, and she was always dragging home kitty cats, much to my dad's unhappiness. My mother was a neat lady. And I can imagine that there would have been nothing that my mother wouldn't have done for me. Now, I lost my mom when I was 17, and I was not ready to be without a mom. But she died of cancer, and that is life as it is. I'd like to talk a little bit about mothers in general. Many things are attributed to mothers. Mothers will feed their children before themselves. And for the most part, every mother I've ever met, this is true. Mothers will jump in front of a speeding car if need be to shove their children out of the way. We even have sayings like, you don't want to mess with a mama bear, because a bear, when she has cubs, is far more aggressive and protective than when she doesn't. And humans are the same way. Mothers usually lead the pack when it comes to taking their children to and from piano lessons, or soccer, or baseball games, or parades because they're a majorette. Mothers are the ones that do most of the driving and most of the carrying and most of the making sure everything gets done at the end of the day. Mothers are the ones that make sure you get to take cupcakes to school on your birthday. Mothers don't forget their children. At least not the way God designed a mother. In the book of Isaiah, God talks about a mother and what a mother will and will not do. It says, "Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born?" No. Under most circumstances, a mother cannot forget. Even mothers that have given their children up to adoption think of that child for the rest of their life. And children grow up and they get their own lives. And maybe some of you have today too. You've been busy and you run your own race. You don't have a lot of time left for Mom. But you know, that is as it should be too. Because when we become mothers, we know we only hold our children for a short while. Just like Mary, Jesus' mother. She only had him for a short while. And then she had to let God have him. Now perhaps a mother could forget. But God, as it says in continuation of Isaiah 49, says, "Though she will forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands, and your walls are ever before me. Your sons hasten back." I believe that is true of most earthly mothers, as well as God. I know that in my heart, my children are engraved. And not a day goes by that I don't think of them, pray for them, hope for them. So I want to take a moment to remind all of you listening, if you are blessed enough to have a mother on this earth, I hope you've remembered her today, and if you haven't, it's still not too late. Moms aren't picky. A phone call will do. Trust me on this. And if you have remembered her, give her an extra hug. And for my mother and deacons who are spending Mother's Day with God, Lord, let them know we miss them. Amen.